Hi, I'm Alan Tubman at 45 Ocean Street. Kathy and I have lived there for 10 years, and I appreciate the difficulty the planning board has. I sat on the Reedfield Main Planning Board for many years. I was on the appeals board. Proposal to build a hotel across the street from us right now, which raises similar questions about height and cutting off the harbor. In 16-2042, it talks about the size and location of proposed buildings and structures and proposed uses there will not be detrimental or injurious to other private or public developments in the neighborhood. In 16-2048, it says the proposed use and layout will be such size or character that it will not be inconsistent with the appropriate and orderly development of the surrounding area. This is in our existing ordinance. It's not enough to say we meet your maximum standard. You need, in my opinion, the planning board needs to weigh and balance these other interests against those are maximums. They're not minimums. And it seems to me the developer is treating them as minimum. They can put 60 feet. I don't believe that the planning board is stuck with them. I believe these provisions allow you and require you to weigh equally the impact on the residential usage next door. And then, of course, 19.317 design standards, which says in A2A, special standards height. The height of the proposed building or additions to existing buildings relate to the overall height of the new construction to that of the neighboring structures. This is something that's really, I will say, irritating to me when the developer of next door to us shows its development as if it was in the middle of the desert. And like there is no neighborhood there. And I see the same thing to a limited extent in this presentation as well. That's simply wrong under the ordinance. You've got to look at the impact.
That section is, they're exempt from that section of the design standards.
They're exempt from 19.317?
Right. A. They're required, in that first paragraph, you'll see that downtown is exempt from that section.
Okay, but they're not exempt from the two sections I read.
No, that's right.
And in the comprehensive plan, talk about comprehensive plan, it talks about specifically the commercial development pressure and how that's impacting the residential areas, and you are supposed to make decisions consistent with the comprehensive plan. So it is totally appropriate for you to look at the impact on the residents. Furthermore, there's a practical relationship here. I bike a lot. I go through all the neighborhoods, and I see when you bike, you see things a lot closer than you do with a car. There is a dynamic relationship between the residential use and the commercial use. They're not like this line. Sure, we have zoning, but they impact each other. For instance, you think that a high-end hotel will want to be next to a junkyard? Probably not. The fact that these folks and we have put our sweat equity and resources improving our residential property has positively impacted, as been stated but previously, on these folks who are here taking advantage of that. There's a relationship. They are taking advantage of the fact that we have put our efforts to improve the area. If you don't look at that, if you don't consider that, then the result is likely to be that I will ask for a zone change. Because why am I limited to a residential use when next door, literally 100 feet away, you have these very valuable commercial uses? So either that I'll go for a variance or I'll request a zone change. That is the impact if you don't pay attention to the impact on residential usage when you have a commercial application. And again, I think it's totally appropriate because it's in the ordinance. A few other minor points. Unfortunately, you can't rely on verbal statements without backup. I've had a bad experience with, in Rockland, where the developer said, don't worry, no problem. When there was a problem, of course, then the neighbors have to live with it and try to figure it out. You can't go back to the planning board. So I think it's very important, these issues around parking, around the impact on traffic, those have to be addressed upfront. You can't wait and say, well, we'll handle them later, because there's no later. If they're approved, you're stuck with it. You can't go to the CEO and complain about it, and he's going to say, they're approved. We had a problem with noise, that you don't even have a noise meter that you can check, a decibel meter. And so even though they were limited by ordinance to a certain level, there was no way of checking it. So my point is, it's up to the planning board to make sure they get it right the first time and not expect that these things will be worked out later. And finally, I would just support the request for an impact study on traffic, but not only traffic, but noise and other pollution impact on the residential neighborhood. And I would suggest that would be a reasonable way of seeing what impact would occur to the residents in this area. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.